Thanks, James. So, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the first poll service of the new school year. I actually practiced you doing that terribly, so well done. And our pulse planning team have decided to kick us off with a really deep one. As they were sorting out what to talk about this evening, up on the board went, how to deal when our faith is tested. And I was like, oh, really? Like, can we not just do some sort of like soul survivor thing? Why do we have to go so deep so early? But do you know what? I've got to admit, there's an amazing amount of wisdom in doing this evening. Obviously, amazing you guys listening to what God is asking us to talk about. But as I was just thinking about this, working through what we're looking at tonight, I was just thinking, actually, this September is the perfect time to look at something like this, because no doubt God has met with each of us over the summer in different ways, whether it be holidays or Soul Survivor in different camps. And then that's amazing, and we have these wonderful mountaintop experiences with God, and then we come back to school or college or work, and suddenly our faith can feel like something very different or very difficult. So tonight we're going to look at what to do when your faith is being tested, when you find it difficult. So we're not talking tonight about defending your faith, about apologetics. We're looking at things, and I'm hoping we're going to have tools that are going to help us if we're finding ourselves in difficult situations, difficult times. Before we do anything else, let me encourage you that if you're going through a tough time and your faith is being tested, that actually this is a good thing, believe it or not. In the book of James, he actually starts off his letter like this. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. So be encouraged if you do find yourself in a position where you find your faith tested. It is a good thing. It's something we can get excited about and we should feel joyful about. But that doesn't mean it doesn't suck when it's happening. So what I want to do this evening is give us like tools, three tools that will help us if we're finding our faith difficult, our faith tested. I think an easy way to remember them, an easy way for me to, at least has come to me as I've kind of been doing this, is actually to remember something that Jesus said, the greatest commandment. When Jesus was asked what is the greatest commandment, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That was the greatest commandment. And I think those three, heart, soul, and mind, are a good way for us to help us remember how we can help or how we can get through times where our faith is being tested. So let's start with mind, okay? Because I would say one of the simple things that is actually very difficult at the same time when your faith is being tested is stick to what you know. Okay, if your faith is being challenged, if you're really struggling, stick to what you know. All right, in Romans 1, Paul writes this. But the basic reality of God is plain enough. Open your eyes and there it is. By taking a long and thoughtful look at what God has created, people have always been able to see what their eyes as such can't see. Eternal power, for instance, and the mystery of his divine being. It might sound a little bit weird, but what Paul is essentially saying in this moment is when those moments come, when you find yourself in your faith being tested, you're not sure what's true anymore, stick with what you know. Have a look around you. It's plain to see that God is real, that God is here. And, you know, for me, this really speaks to me, because if I go back, it says, what do I know? If I think, okay, what do I know? If everything else is stripped away, what do I know to be true in my heart and my mind? Heart and mind, what do I know to be true? And for me, I know there is a creator. Now, I'm not going to go into all the kind of apologetics defending my argument here, but I know in my heart and mind there is a creator, because I can't see how anything else could be true. I think that it takes far more faith to go, this is all an accident. A series of coincidences that mean we're exactly the right distance from the sun for life to appear, for intelligent life to appear. I just can't get there. I know that there is a creator. And so if I begin there and I stick there, then I know there's a creator. Well, hang on a second. I have to start thinking, well, if I know there's a creator, I know he created. And the question is, why did he create? when I look around me, the only answer that makes sense for me is love. And then I begin to build up from what I know. And I say, this isn't a good argument for defending your faith, but for me, when I know I'm struggling, I go back to what I know, and I know there's a creator. This is where we can sometimes get a little bit kind of confused, though, because I know there's a creator. I don't know how he created. You know, there's all these different ideas about how he created, but this is where we get science and faith sometimes mixed up. But they're answering different questions. They're not against each other. They're answering different questions. Science is answering how something happens. Faith is answering why. And this, for me, I don't know how God created, but the important thing for me is that he created. That's what I go back to. I stick to what I know. So let me ask you all a question, all right? Or a few questions now. Let's see if we can get to the answers here. All right, I do actually want feedback, all right? So, did the sun rise this morning?
Yes.
Lovely. How do you know the sun rose this morning? You could see it. You could see it. Okay. Who actually got up this morning and looked at the sun? Okay, a couple of you. The rest of you who didn't look directly at the sun, how do you know it rose? Because you've got light. Fantastic. Let me read you a quote from C.S. Lewis about this whole issue of sticking with what you know. I believe in Christianity, he said, as I believe the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it, I see everything else. You see, C.S. Lewis, he grew up an atheist. He grew up not believing in God until he got to, even to his academic days, when he stopped and realized that he wasn't convinced by his own arguments. That the way he was presenting what he knew to be true, or what he thought he knew to be true, it produced a lifeless, hollow, pointless life. Then when he discovered Christianity, when he knew that God existed, when he knew what God had done for him, in that moment, the whole world made sense. Everything looked different to him. Not only did he believe in Christianity because he saw the sun, but he saw the world in the light of Jesus, in the light of God. When we struggle with our faith, we need to stick with what we know and ask the question, does what I know make the world make more sense or less sense? For me, the world makes so much more sense with God. There are things I still don't understand. There are things I still don't get and why he allows certain things. Those are still questions I have. But this world makes sense to me with God in it. So, how can we be sure of our faith? How can we deal with times where our faith is tested? First of all, stick with what we know. Second thing, we could argue this is loving God with all your heart. We need to remember those moments where God moved. Those moments where he acted. Those moments where we experienced him. The moments where we felt him. Now, listen very carefully, especially you guys down here. We sometimes focus too much on feelings these days. But it's both. We need to have a head knowledge and a heart knowledge of God. We need to remember the things he's done and the things we felt and the things we experienced. We also need to remember what he is and who he is. But we should always remember the things that he's done. You know, a few years ago, I was going through a really, really difficult time around this time of year. And I was really struggling with my faith to a certain extent because I couldn't understand why God would allow certain things to happen in my life and in the lives of others I saw. And I was really, really, really struggling. And I reached out to a friend and said, you know, I'm really finding stuff super hard at the moment. And they text back something that was so helpful in that moment. They said, don't forget in the darkness what you learned in the light. And they so helpful. That was so helpful. I was like, yes, this moment is dark. This moment is difficult. Yes, I'm really struggling with my faith at the moment, but I've got to go back and remember those times where God was amazing, where he was close, where he'd done incredible things, where I saw him move, where I saw him heal, where I saw him do these incredible things, and know that in that moment he was good, and he was in charge, and he had a plan. And that is still true now, even when it's dark and it's difficult. It's still true. We need to remember those things that he has done. You know, if you're sat there and you have a faith, then you have experienced God. There was a moment where you met him. There was a moment where you gave your life to him. You go back to that moment and remember what he did. You know, Ephesians 1 actually goes so far as to say that when you became a Christian, you were given the Holy Spirit as a deposit, as a deposit for a future, for eternal life. You were given the Holy Spirit. You have God living inside of you. That has happened. And that is still true, even in the darkness, as it is in the light. We need to stick with what we know, but we need to take great lengths to remember those moments where God did things, even when things seem difficult. I'm going to pass over now to Genevieve, who is going to interview a few people on the sofa about our experiences. Yeah, if you want to get ready. Is going to interview a few people about our experiences over the summer. This is for all of us to listen, to remember what these guys say as moments where God has... It's underneath the drums. Moments where God has moved, as God has spoken. No, you just have to pass it between you. Sometimes when our faith is being tested, we've got to stick with what we know about God. But it's so important we remember experiences like that. We remember those moments where God gave us a passion for the Bible, where God gave us a new way of looking at life. When God spoke to us through other people in prophecy or just directly to us, those things we need to remember because they're things that sustain us when things are really hard. I'm going to invite the band to come up. That's two. I know you're thinking, oh, there's three. But before we kind of get to the third one, I thought it'd be so good for us to take a moment to actually just be with God, to praise him. To remember, all each of us remember something, that moment where he did something amazing for us, and just worship him for that. So I'm going to pass over to Tim and to the band. Just like to take a seat. So, when our faith gets tested, I'll wait for the band. So that's good because I need to grab something from here. I'll wait till you guys have grabbed a seat. Lovely. So, yes, when we find ourselves testing our faith, we need to go to what we know, the mind. We need to think about what we felt, what we've experienced, our heart. Now, here's where my heart, like the heart, mind, soul, becomes helpful for me to remember. But in Jewish understanding, the soul wasn't something kind of separate from the body. It's tied into the body. It's not like we have this weird understanding that when we die, our soul disappears, like it's something separate from us. But actually, as Jewish understanding, the soul is part of who you are. It's what makes you you. It's what makes you like what you like. It's about what you choose. You know, what you choose to like, what you don't choose to like. And this is where I'm going, you see. Choose. You know, we need to stick with what we know. We need to remember what he's done, but then we need to choose to go after him. Choose to search for him. Choose to follow and to love God. In those moments where we struggle, where we find our faith difficult, we need to choose to follow him. The thing is, we all struggle. We all have doubts at times. Doubt isn't just a Christian problem. It's actually a human being problem. We all doubt different things. We all doubt things at times. But doubt isn't always a bad thing. Actually, doubt can be something, yes, that we struggle with, yes, that can damage our faith, but it can actually be something that helps us grow and something that we can use to strengthen our faith. It's all about what we do with those doubts, what we do with the things that we struggle with. I want to share with you just one character from the Bible. There are many who struggled in their faith and had their faith tested, but I want to share one that I don't think you would necessarily expect. One that I wouldn't have immediately thought of when it came to doubting. You definitely think of Thomas straight away, don't you? Like poor old Thomas, known as doubting straight away. But no, I want to share with you John the Baptist. John the Baptist, all right? The guy who put on camel clothes, you know what I mean, like camel hair stuff, who ate locusts and honey, who stood in the desert shouting that Jesus was coming. He actually had a moment where he doubted. He was in prison, and we read it from Jesus' point of view. A few of John's disciples come to Jesus and say, John is asking, are you the one we've been waiting for, or is there another to come? John had a moment where he doubted. But what John did with those doubts, what he did with that struggle when his faith was tested, is what is the most important thing that we can do when we find ourselves in this situation. He took those doubts to Jesus. He took that moment of difficulty, that testing, he took it to Jesus. And that is the thing we need to do, to choose to take our doubts and our difficulties to Jesus. Now, think about it for a moment. All right, John, no doubt, when he was in prison, was like, okay, is Jesus who I thought he was? Is Jesus who he's meant to be? Hang on, let me go back. Let me think about what I know. I know that when that guy came towards me to be baptized, I went, no, you should be the one baptizing me. He knew who Jesus was and yet still struggled. That should be so encouraging to us. He also, if we go back to what he experienced, John was stood in the water when Jesus came back up and he saw the Holy Spirit descend on Jesus like a dove. Then he heard the voice of God saying, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." And still John the Baptist had a moment where his faith was tested. I'm not saying that we shouldn't stick to what we know. I'm not saying at all that we shouldn't remember the experiences we have, but the most important thing we can do when our faith is tested is take those difficulties, take those doubts to Jesus. Take them to him, share them with him, the way John did. So, now let me go. I wasn't sure whether to do this bit or not, but I will. It's a little bit confusing, so see if you can keep up. But the thing is that faith is actually a gift from God. That's hard to get our head around, that faith is a gift from God, but it is. Because if it was ours, if we created our own faith, then we could boast that we saved ourselves. But faith is a gift from God, which means that in those moments where your faith is tested, where you're struggling, you can go to God and say, "God, can I have more? Can you give me more faith?" So I don't know where you're at, whether tonight you are in a place where you're struggling in your faith, whether getting back to school or college or work has got you to a place where you're just like at your end. I certainly feel like God is speaking to me as much as anybody else in these words tonight. But if you find yourself in that place, stick to what you know. Remember what he's done and take your difficulties, take your doubts, take your hardship to Jesus. I want to share with you a song. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing. I want to share with you a song that has been really speaking to me at the moment. And as I was listening to it, in fact, today, I just realized that this song is doing everything that I've talked about this evening. It's called 100 Billion Times, and it's called So Will I. It's got two names. It's very weird. We're gonna listen to it in a second. But I just noticed it does exactly what we've been saying tonight. It goes back to the very beginning. What do you know about God? I know he's creator. It then goes on, what have you experienced of God? God, I see your heart in everything you've done. And then it goes on to choosing. It says, if creation still obeys you, so will I. I hope it's helpful if you're struggling. I hope it's helpful if you're not. But let's praise with this, and then the band are going to lead us in worship after.